Alright. Hi, my name is Benaj Wright, and I'm interviewing...
Derek Fawn.
Nice to meet you, Derek Fawn. How are you?
I'm good.
Alright, I have a few questions for you. Have you ever lost someone, and are you comfortable with sharing about them?
Yeah, absolutely. I lost a friend last year. He was someone, his name was Ibrahim. He was someone that I kind of sort of grew up with. We went to high school together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did everything together. So when he died, it was shocking because that was like the closest person that I've ever lost. I mean, and when I say closest person, I mean like compared to like losing like a grandparent, which was, I feel like at the time, was easier to deal with because we saw that coming. But this one, I didn't see coming. He died in a car accident after he left from a party. He wasn't impaired or anything, but yeah, he got in an accident. And then, yeah, that was that. But it was really hard for me because we were close, and yeah, we did everything together. So that was a tough loss.
Okay. Yeah. How did you get through the loss of him?
I don't think you really get through that type of stuff. You kind of just, over time, you start to forget, but I don't think you ever really get, you don't get over it. You just, you remember them and then, you know, yeah, I don't think you get over that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a chance to have one more conversation, what would it be about?
If I had that chance, so Ibrahim was somebody that I mean, he was one of my best friends, and he was someone that I looked up to a lot. You know, he was like, he had that image of the man that I wanted to be after we graduated high school, because he was, you know, he was about his business and he was very like focused on his goals and things like that. So I learned so much from him. Mm-hmm. I looked up to him a lot. So, and I really admired the man that he was becoming because I wanted to be just like him. So I looked up to him a lot. And if I had a chance to talk to him again, I would tell him like, bro, like, I'm really proud of the man that you were becoming. And, you know, he had like so many accomplishments, and, you know, he had a long way to go, but he had done so much already. So, you know, I would tell him that I admire everything he's done since we left high school.
That's good.
Yeah.
What is your favorite recurring memory of them?
I remember every time, like, on the weekends, I would always go to his parents' house, and we'll be in the basement, and, you know, we'll like have girls over and stuff, just chill, watch movies. And then sometimes when I was having issues with my parents, you know, sometimes I would like want to leave the house because I didn't want to be around them. And that's where I'll go to Ibrahim's house and mm-hmm. just stay there for the weekend. And, you know, he'll let me do my laundry there and all that kind of stuff. So, but overall, we just had a lot of fun. Just hanging out together, yeah.
Has this experience prepared you for another one, and how?
Prior to taking this class, it was a little easier because I just wasn't aware of how much stuff you have to worry about in your own personal life. So, this experience, yeah, it was a tough loss, but I don't want to say it was easier because it wasn't, but compared to everything that comes next after everything I know taking this class, mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be a lot harder for me because now I wonder. I think about things that I never thought of before, and honestly, it's kind of scary because I think about, what if I should lose a parent right now? What if I should lose a sibling? What if I should lose a best friend or something like that? So how do I deal with that, you know, mm-hmm. in the current situation? So it's really, it's a scary thought, but I'm also in a position where, like, I feel comfortable asking the important questions, especially when it comes to what to do when you've lost someone. Like, how do you carry on and how do you move on and things like that. So in a way, it has. Yeah, and with this class as well, it's helped prepare me for things to come in the future. So it's not gonna be easy, but at least there's, you know, there's steps to take to deal with it better.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for today.
Thank you for the questions, though.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.